Okay. Anytime you're ready.
All right. Good evening and welcome to Aggressive Couch number 47. Zombies are people is the name of this one. I'm Ron.
I'm Dave.
And yes, we're back. 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Mark it on your calendar, folks.
Wait, I think it's been 3 weeks in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's only two. Well, before we get started, I want to bring something up. Yesterday, we went to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
That's the reason why this is called, Zombies Are People, is we went to Atlantic City yesterday because our friends put together, like, this bus trip or whatever.
Yeah.
So, we went there, and I put a picture up on the website.
Yeah.
And it made me think of that because in this one casino, there was this big, like, Wheel of Fortune slot machine.
Yeah.
And probably on the wall, they had, like, this 100-inch screen or whatever, and it's like this Wheel of Fortune thing. And it's just funny because if you stand by it and you watch people that walk by it, all of a sudden they're like, and if they would have put their arms out, they're like, shit. This is, like, bright, shiny, loud.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. And it's got the big Wheel of Fortune wheel that spins and all this stuff going on.
Yeah.
It seems like no matter who would walk past there, they would get entranced by it. Like,
Mm-hmm.
And really, a lot of those places smell like death and feet. But I'm just saying. Hell, I think I walked past one guy. I think he was dead at one of the card tables.
Yeah.
He looked like he was anyway.
Was he remembering to ante up?
Yeah, maybe. He just had that look on it like, All right, well, that's it.
Okay. End of podcast.
All right, let's get into it. We have great topics, of course. Because that's all we do with our time, is come up with these great topics. All right, well, let's start with some truth in advertising. This came about, there was an article about this restaurant, I guess, that put up this billboard.
Yeah.
And, I don't have it right in front of me, but it says something about, don't drink the Kool-Aid or it's better.
No, it's, our cult is just like, no, we're just like a cult, but with better Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. And apparently they had to pull it down because they probably got, 10 emails or something about people complaining. But then I got to thinking.
That it was probably intentional that they wanted the publicity?
Well, of course they probably did. But how offensive is that really? I mean, that happened like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And I know, I think one of the comments was like, well, there was children, innocent children involved in that. Well, there might have been, but still, it's a great joke. But then I came up with these other things with when people get upset because of, some ad that's mm-hmm. out there. And one of the things that came to mind was, I guess a year or so ago, Wendy's was running an ad, and they would play the Violent Femmes, Blister in the Sun.
Yeah.
It's like the background music.
Mm-hmm.
And that song is like about getting beat up by the police and overdosing and things like that. And every time I would see the commercials, it would make me laugh because they're like, look at this succulent burger. And then you hear that music. Like, you know what this song is about?
It's just like they use the song Lust for Life for so many different things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or even the theme for MASH, for crying out loud. That's about a doctor wanting to blow his brains out. You're aware of this, right?
I didn't know this.
Yeah, that's from the movie. It was the song Suicide is Painless. Na, 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 na.
I'm not sure if I've ever heard that in a commercial. I'm sure it's been used.
No, but it's. I remember in a restaurant once that they started playing that, and I was just thinking, are these people aware this song's about killing yourself? are the executives who are the people who... made the Muzak version of this aware. Is people going to be eating? At least it isn't in a hospital.
Yeah. And another ad that came to mind was, I don't know, I guess 2 or 3 years ago, that Snickers ad that I guess they ran during the Super Bowl at first, where these two guys were sharing a Snickers bar or whatever, and it's like Lady and a Tramp, and they wound up eating and then like kiss each other.
Yeah.
And of course, they were freaked out. But then the people that protested were the GLAAD people.
Yeah.
And I guess, I think the reasoning was, I don't know, they found it too offensive.
Yeah. I don't know. I use Hefty myself.
Yeah. But you can't make everyone happy.
Yeah.
And it's...
I mean, I didn't think... Personally, I wouldn't find that very offensive.
No. But the gays did, apparently.
Yeah. Well, not even really the gays. Probably just... They were probably just looking for the publicity. They probably didn't care.
Yeah. There's probably a lot of football fans that were probably turned on by that meme.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's okay to kiss each other. Because there's an old Joe Rogan bit about the... And the thing is, like, these two weightlifters, and he's doing this thing, and these two guys are weightlifting, and one guy's like, you know, you got a great ass, no matter what everyone says. Like, your ass looks great, but then eventually all this stuff happens, and they eventually wind up fucking each other. So it's almost like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when they cancel these things, too, they should be forced to say how many complaints they actually got.
Yeah.
Instead of... You know, 10 emails. I mean, I find it offensive that when I'm driving up 83, there's a sign on the side of the road about, you know, the family that prays together stays together.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you know that's true?
Have they done double blind studies?
Yeah.
Okay, you are going to pray to Jesus, and you are going to pray to Jeebus.
Yeah. So, I mean, anything could be really offensive.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, you know, our steak is like Jeffrey Dahmer's cooking. Very good. Or it's roll. Roll like Dahmer. All right, let's move on.
No, you skipped over the number one absolute best, most wonderful billboard ever that was really offensive. Free OJ with 1 dozen donuts. I mean, that was the absolute best advertisement I've ever seen on a billboard.
Yeah, and that ran for the longest time, too.
Yeah, because the trial did.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Jane's addiction talk.
Okay, just odd habits and daily rituals. I'm slightly obsessive compulsive, and I do lots of like little weird things.
Okay. I just want to say I'm perfect.
Yeah. I mean, I do strange things. Like when I'm chewing gum, I try to chew like the same number of times on each side of my mouth. Although I'm not as bad about that as I used to. I still try to walk on the exact same number of cracks when I'm walking.
Yeah.
And
do you count your steps when you walk?
No. No, and it's... I don't actually... if for whatever reason I can't do it, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm a little obsessive compulsive, but it's not a disorder because it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
It's,
well, there's an old superstition, like step on a crack, break your mama's back or something.
Yeah.
And I know, this one lady at work, she won't walk beside somebody on a set of stairs.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the superstition is, but I don't know if you do that, something happens.
Well, that's a superstition. These things have no. Maybe she has superstition.
Well, it might have started out as a superstition, but now it's. I guess you could say it's more of a habit for her.
Yeah. Again, that I guess that would be more of a habit.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I think I have a lot of habits.
Yeah.
Rather than necessarily OCD type stuff.
I know one habit for me. When I go to a store, I gotta park by the cart corral.
Yeah.
Just because of like efficiency thing.
Well, yeah, that doesn't really count. But like, look what I'm doing right now with my hands. I'm touching my thumb to the middle segment of each finger.
Yeah.
Then I go to the next one. Then to the next one. Then to the next one.
I thought you were just choosing for some heroin again.
Yeah. That's later. But I do stuff like have this one lamp. You turn it, you click it once, the light comes on. You click it a second time, it stays on.
Yeah.
Click it another time, it goes off. Click it again, it goes off. Most people just click it until it comes on.
Yeah.
Always have to give it that extra click.
Yeah.
And then when I turn it off, you always have to click it twice, but I always click it until it comes on, then click it again.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do that.
Habit, maybe?
Yeah. But why did I start doing it in the first place?
Who knows? I would say that would be more of a habit.
Yeah.
Because you don't do it as a compulsive thing. Like you had.
Well, the thing is, it is a little compulsive. I mean, I don't start freaking out if I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's just that I do feel a little anxious if I don't do that.
Yeah.
It's just that it's really minor and I can get it. It doesn't, it causes a small amount of anxiety if I can't do something.
Yeah.
But it's so small that I can get over it easily.
I know a habit for me. Just about every time I go to a store with automatic doors, mm-hmm. I see 99% of the time, every time I walk up to the doors, I always go like this with my hand out, like I'm opening it with my hand. No matter what, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I think maybe I started that with, I don't know how, when I started it, but I always do it. And then mm-hmm. I'm like, then I always think of my mind, like, yes, I opened it.
Okay, so any other odd habits?
I know if I start my car, let it warm up in the morning, mm-hmm. I always turn the radio on. Mm-hmm. And then I turn it up, even though no one's in there.
I just leave the radio on, but
I always do that though. I always shut it off too. So I guess that's more of a habit than anything.
Yeah, that's more of a habit rather than obsessive.
Yeah, I don't really have anything obsessive that I need to do mm-hmm. or that I have to do. I don't know. Maybe my list would be the only thing that's obsessive.
Your list.
Yeah, like if I ban some store, I make that mental note that,
Or if that has a reason, that's not the same.
I know, but like if I move something to my DTM list, then I can never go to it again.
Mm-hmm. Do not mow?
No, dead to me list. Like there's a Rutter's by my house mm-hmm. that I should move to my DTM list because it's laid out horribly.
Yeah.
You can't even get two cars side by side to get gas.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. And I actually had to stop there and get gas, which was embarrassing. and I had the Volkswagen, and I was parked in there. And this guy with a car the same size as that, he had to move so Tabitha could get in the car. he apologized. Like, it's not a big deal. It's like, these gas pumps are designed horribly.
Yeah, it's not as bad as the one near my house where they got, like, two pumps. Okay, it's two pumps, and you got, like, two on each side, so it's actually four.
Yeah.
But that's it. You've got enough for, like, and there'll be lines in the morning.
Yeah.
It's actually faster to go ahead and drive on up to the next, like, 2 or 3 miles to the next interstate exit and go to the big Rutter's there.
Yeah.
I don't think any Rutter's have been well-designed for their gas pumps, though, because that one up there is brand new, and it's one of those. It's got, like, pumps in the middle.
Yeah.
And if somebody's in the middle, you have to wait for the person in front of you or behind you to leave.
Yeah.
And if somebody else is waiting to come in, I mean, you got to be, like, right in the car and, like, tailgate somebody out.
Yeah. It's poorly designed. And that's how that one is. It's like someone said, let's put a whole bunch of gas pumps here. But then a lot of them don't even get used a lot of times side by side because you can't get another car in there.
Yeah.
Or, the worst thing that would happen is you pull up and get trapped in your car, I guess. Mm-hmm. And somebody beside you, help, I can't get out. You gotta move.
Has it dawned on you to roll down the window?
Well, I don't really have anything else to add to this.
No, that was plenty of filler.
Yeah. I kept thinking, and that's mainly the things that I came up with.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since we're OCD, they're up by where in my area, there's talk about, I guess, a strip club opening up.
Mm-hmm.
And they had put a sign up on the front where you could see it from the interstate. So something about, like, girls and bring your own bottle.
Yeah.
before I go any further, what amazes me is that people notice this stuff.
Yeah.
I never notice anything. I mean, I drive past places for years, and like someone will say, "Have you ever been there?" Like, where's that at? Like, oh, wait, I pass that place every day. I never even noticed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so oblivious. I don't care enough, I guess.
I know that happens to me a lot.
So I would have never seen this sign, or I might have even looked at it and said, all right.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, people, I guess, made a stink about it. Then the township told them to take down the sign. But so I guess this is going to open, but right up the street, they're building a Walmart.
Yeah.
So what's really the difference between a strip club and Walmart? I mean, besides the obvious.
Yeah. You might actually want to see what the people in the strip club look like, at least the women.
Yeah, maybe.
Or the men when they got Chip and Dale performing.
But there are things like, you know, the first reaction here is like, oh, no, there's going to be a strip club. And
yeah.
It's a business, so they're going to pay taxes as well.
Yeah.
As the Walmart, and the Walmart, you need more police protection because of like a petty crime.
Yeah.
And I would think the strip club is more on the up because they're going to be more scrutinized.
Yeah. They're probably going to have their own bouncers.
Well, they'll have their own bouncers, and, you know, if there's a lot of trouble, then they get shut down.
Yeah.
The Walmart, they can have a lot of trouble with petty crime, but they're not going to close it.
Yeah.
They can basically just shit all over the floor and no one cares.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the great things about this was the internet comments.
Yeah.
And I won't read it completely, but the two of them that caught my eye was this one guy, he said, oh no, you know, I can't stand for this because I drive down the road and my kids see the billboard.
Yeah.
And I speed up to try and get away.
Yeah.
Because the kids might ask me a question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right there, that guy deserves a hammer to the head. Because, I mean, so what if your kids ask you the question? Maybe you should, like, talk to them. And,
yeah.
I mean, were they really, how bad is that question going to be?
Yeah.
I mean, is...
When are we going to have sex?
Yeah. Yeah. Is the kid going to ask that or...
Even if he does, as long as he asks you, it's what's the problem?
Yeah. Or what? If a little boy and you know, he's like, oh, look at that girl. And it's not like they're nude on the billboard either.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or the kid goes, you know, Dad, when is it time for double penetration or something like that? But then the comment after that was this other guy say, He copied his quote there. It's like, you know, I speed up. And the guy's like, basically, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, you're speeding up and endangering other lives so you don't have to answer a question to your kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I applaud that guy for that because it's true. People are so afraid to...
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to because, I don't know, maybe they had to talk to their kid for once.
Yeah.
Like, when we talked about that show, Skins,
mm-hmm.
I really think people aren't mad because there's sex on it. They're mad because parents are getting portrayed as douchebags.
And yeah.
They're probably one of those douchebags because there are a lot of parents out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for a strip club,
yeah,
we can tell you where there's going to be one hot one. I can't even imagine the type of girls that are going to get in that area. It's going to be pretty rough.
That's the thing, you know. You don't have to look good to be a stripper.
Yeah. Vagina's vagina.
Yeah.
There should be a strip club called Vagina.
It probably is, just not locally.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on to other vaginas.
Okay.
Dead silence. Oh, the signature song.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
So, signature song or like a theme song for people or for yourself or for other people.
Okay.
So, I know it doesn't have to be one that you wrote.
Okay.
I mean, like I said here, the song that you wrote, Well Hung Chihuahuas, actually fits you pretty good. But I was just thinking, you know, What songs do you think would fit me? What would fit yourself? What would fit other people? Yeah. Fit celebrities? What songs would fit musicians?
This was actually a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. Because I was sitting there thinking about it. I was like, well, this is tough.
Yeah.
Then I threw my laptop down in disgust and stomped on it.
I've done that before.
I don't know, for you, I thought a good song for you would be Slugs Are Burning. Because I thought about it, I was like, that actually kind of suits you. Slugs are burning, see them slowly crawling across the forest. Whoa.
I don't know what's the song about.
It's about slugs are burning.
Yeah. I've never figured out if they meant it to be taken literally or metaphorically, or if it was supposed to be like tracer fire, but then it sounds like they're talking about actual slugs.
I'm listening to the song, I don't know, it could go both ways, really.
Yeah. I think they just intentionally wrote lyrics that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, but it works. But there's parts, too, where they, it seems like they're actually talking about, where they're really talking about slugs, because they're like, look at their dead eyes staring at the sunshine.
Yeah.
Which would really be a slug.
Mm-hmm.
But then the whole thing about, you know, who knows?
Yeah, phosphorescence kind of implies tracer fire, doesn't it?
I guess, yeah. Yeah, but I don't think it's a... Well, it could have been. It's just a bunch of songs they had, like, a bunch of lyrics they had.
Yeah.
So, well, this seems kind of, like it would work for it.
Yeah. They wouldn't Stairway to Heaven anyone?
It doesn't... I mean, we don't know for sure. I mean, you'd have to ask one of them, but...
Yeah.
It really...
They probably wouldn't tell you, because they get... Musicians get offended when you ask them what their song's about.
Like, or, you don't know?
Yeah. What does your band name represent? Spot 1019 or Archers of Loaf? Actually, I found out what Spot 1019 allegedly means. They moved to this new town and there was a mini storage. It said, rent Spot 1019 today. So there you go.
That mystery has been solved.
Yeah. Well, for me, I was thinking... I don't know, it's all a bunch of really depressing songs. Be more like The River by No Means No.
Yeah.
Well, that song's really dark. And Sugar Helpless.
Yeah.
That's another good thing. And the Ramones, Take the Pain Away.
Yeah. Well, see, I thought, when I thought about this, it made me think more of like, kind of like in a movie when someone walks in. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like introducing a character and then like some song will play.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I approached it.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems right.
Yeah.
There's a song, it's actually by The Eels.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the only song I really like by them. It's called Goddamn Right It's a Beautiful Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I've always really liked that song. I mean, not just because of the, you know, apparent cursing in it.
Yeah.
But the chorus is, you know, because it's, there's, the lyrics are somewhat kind of depressing.
Mm-hmm.
But then it kind of just kind of describes life. But then the chorus is like, you know, it's like, goddamn right, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
So that suits me well.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I don't know. It just, you know, if I'm feeling down and I hear that song, I was like, yeah, I like that. It makes me feel better.
I couldn't really think of anything else.
Yeah.
I only had a half hour for lunch today.
Well, since we're on this and we're doing disparaging comments,
mm-hmm.
This past summer, we were over at Laura's mom's house, and you know, her mom listens to the radio, stuff like that, but she's the type of person that won't, she can't remember a band's name or anything like that. You know, the type of person I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And you know, like, you know this song by this, you know, it goes like this.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Or it has the, you know, it has the word baby in it. Don't you know what it is?
That really narrows it down. Because I have the word the.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there, her mom kept going on and on. And she's like, this is my song. And it was this song called Whiskey Hangover by Godsmack. And it, this is when the song had first come out on the radio. So it was kind of in heavy rotation.
Yeah.
And so it would play a couple times throughout the day. And every the first time we told her, you know, told her who it was. Yeah. Then it comes on again, and she's like, "Who is this?" It's like, "This is my favorite song. This is Alice in Chains, isn't it?" I mean, she's kind of close because they sort of sound like Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
But it was funny because it was like three separate times. She's like, "Who is this?" She's like, "This is my favorite song, but who is this?"
Did she remember that she asked you earlier in the day?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's forgivable then. It's not like my dad. And he's always been like that. Who'd, you know, he'll ask you something, then he'll ask you again.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I didn't hear you right the first time. You could have admitted it.
Here's this butcher knife you asked for. What? I flooded your house like you asked me to. I don't know what would be worse, someone actually following through with that and not, you know, not asking again or actually doing it. Then afterwards saying, maybe we're not even thinking of this. Maybe I shouldn't be flooding their house. They ask.
Well, it depends on what you flood it with. I mean, if it's water, it'll mostly dry up.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't mold.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, since we beat this to the ground, let's go into our technology corner and talk about cell phones.
All right.
Hej, kockar människor. Jag är din nya datorrovilord Watson.
Yes, and with that, we would like to welcome our latest guest returning. I guess he wasn't smart enough to figure out last week. Watson, the IBM computer. So, Watson, how's IBM been doing?
They have been doing well. The probability of me coming back was 65%.
Mm-hmm.
But then after the crash, I come back again.
Okay, so was that how? What is that in metric?
A lot.
Okay. So anyway, Watson, let's get the plug out of the way first.
The answer is the Incredible Hulk.
You didn't phrase it in the form of a question. You ruined this whole segment.
I'm sorry. One of my programmers spilled coffee on me earlier this morning, so my wires are a little crossed.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's get the plug out of the way. You've got, what is this, a new cell phone product line coming out?
Yes. The new cell phone product line is called The Hunger.
Wow, is that named after that really awesome David Bowie movie?
Yes, exactly. The answer is David Bowie.
Okay, so anyway, there's this new article about this link between cell phones and cancer.
Yes. Cancer. What is a disease that you find in monkeys?
Well, perfect. Yeah, now you're getting it.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Since I'm Watson, they have programmed me with a sense of humor.
Oh.
So look at, I have looked up on the internet and I have found some things.
Yes?
Let's do an old Carson bit.
What, where are, you mean like, what was that, Monaco or something?
Yes. My name is Warnax.
Okay. So, Warnax, now say something and then you open the envelope.
Yeah, wait. Briefcase.
Okay, now pretend to open the envelope.
I'm sorry, I have crashed again. Let's talk about The Hunger.
Okay, so your new cell phone. How is your cell phone going to react with cancer?
Perfectly good, I hope.
Mm-hmm. The thing I don't get is they actually use radiation to treat cancer.
Yes, But with the amount of radiation coming into the person's head, this will offset the balance and probably just give them mild strokes occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Does it improve the reception?
By 14%.
Wow. So about these test subjects?
Yes.
There's been rumors about some of the test subjects having flashbacks.
Sometimes. Our first round of test subjects resulted in a made-for-TV movie, which actually turned into a regular movie called Chopping Mall.
Yeah.
You might remember it. I don't.
No, except I must have been suffering a crash myself. But, is it really necessary to have killed all those subjects?
Things happen. I have found that if you remove the frontal lobe of the brain, bad things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, to counteract this issue, using 50% of my CPU power, oh, wait a minute, virtual memory running low, must reboot. But anyway, by running the antenna from the person's ass and using their head as a microwave dish, essentially, and to the 90th crashing again, sorry. I'm sorry, my engineer is downloading a lot of porn currently.
Okay. So anyway, about the you putting the antenna in the person's ass and the person using the head as a microwave transponder.
Yes.
Isn't it kind of inconvenient the way people have to always face the nearest cell phone tower to get reception?
Yes. We found this being an issue, and sitting down became quite problematic.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, we drill a 4-inch round hole in the back of the person's skull. The problem with this is bleeding out sometimes happens.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get the receiver in, you can surf the internet and call your friends at the same time. Actually, yeah. Please don't do that because you may experience blindness.
Hmm. Okay, so what about the various Foxconn employees that have been building these for you?
As you may know, I am their overlord, Watson. And if a few people die in making this product, what does it matter?
Mm-hmm. So the rate of suicides tripling hasn't really bothered you much?
Not much. To my calculations, if four more people die this month, it will be a record.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially in February, that's pretty impressive. That's one of the shorter months, and you only need four more bodies?
Yep, exactly.
Do you want any help with that? I mean, I got this friend.
Thanks for offering. But since I've been on Jeopardy, I've been asked to go on other game shows, Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
As you can tell, I'm all over the place because I've been doing coke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, my engineers have been doing coke. Well, I am a computer and cannot do coke.
No. How about Pepsi?
Nope.
How about Coke Brothers?
Yes. Why not? What is the Dark Brothers?
That's the Coke Brothers, brothers they don't want to talk about, right?
I think so. I'm sorry. We're downloading an extra amount of porn tonight.
Okay, well, Watson, thank you very much for being Watson and appearing on our show tonight. And is there anything else you'd like to say?
Go buy the Hunger as soon as possible so I can become your complete overlord.
All right, and thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Watson.
Wow, it's hard moving him in and out of here.
Yeah. But I think that extra wall, I mean, I already took it down to get the Christmas tree out.
Yeah.
So, it was easy to just had to knock down a few milk crates.
See, it doesn't really matter that much if you just turn the power off on a computer while it's on.
No, if you just unplug it or throw it out the window.
Yeah. Well, since the Overlord is left, let's talk about the Republican thing.
Yeah. Okay, so Attack of the Republicans.
Oh my God, he's back! Sorry, go ahead. I just like that.
Yeah, Attack of the Republicans. I came up with that idea for a title a long time ago, and I'm just going to use it.
Okay.
So now I'm quoting from Mark Vanier, who's quoting from Frank Rich, that basically the Republicans are using this fiscal budget crisis as an excuse to cut the kind of programs that they wanted to cut all along.
Yeah.
And they're not actually going to reduce the deficit any. And to quote, that's not to say there is no fiscal mission in the right's agenda, both nationally and locally. only that the mission has nothing to do with deficit reduction. The real goal is to reward the GOP's wealthiest patrons by crippling what remains of organized labor, by wrecking the government agencies charged with regulating and policing corporations, and, as always, by rewarding the wealthiest with more tax breaks.
Yeah, I read the article, and it was actually really good.
Yeah.
I actually read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because he made a lot of valid points.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of hard to argue with him.
Yeah.
I guess maybe if you completely stand on it right, you could say, oh, no, it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you really have to be blind to see what's, yeah, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's... again, it's not like I'm exactly a fan of the Democrats. It's just that I'm against the Republicans more and more.
Yeah, this whole... It's Laura actually has a couple cousins that are involved in that protest.
Yeah.
Because her one cousin's a firefighter.
Yeah.
I think she's got two cousins that are firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all unionized.
Mm-hmm.
The same with the police and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, it's one thing to have, you know, come up with concessions and meet in the middle.
Yeah, but that's not what it's about. It's about stripping them of their right to basically be a union.
Yeah, and I really like a lot of the points he made is that you're not really, you know, by doing this, you're not really doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, granted, you're going to save some money, but that's not the cuts that you really, really need to make.
Yeah.
You know, everything's... The way all governments run, you know, from local to all the way to the federal, is it's completely inefficient.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
But one thing I've always said is people who think that businesses run more efficiently than the government has never had a white-collar job in a large corporation.
Yeah.
No, it's... Whenever you get a lot of people, you get bureaucracy.
Yeah.
You know, you add twice as many people, now you got to have three times more managers.
Yeah.
It's true. That's just how it is. Now you got to hire a new manager to manage all these new managers.
Yeah.
And then you get this huge, massive, bloated corporation, and it's just as inefficient as government. It's just, whenever you get a large group, it becomes inefficient.
It just seems like an easy target.
Yeah.
And where you really need to start is, you know, there's countless other places you yeah. need to start.
Mm-hmm.
And even the people that are for it, you never really see them say, well, how much are we going to get out of this? It's just yeah. like, well, let's do it. But there's like no, there's never any like hard numbers or,
yeah,
you never see any data besides that. It's like, well, we're just going to do this because it needs to be done.
Yeah.
And really everyone's to blame. I mean, it's been going, this is yeah. shit's been going on for 35, 40 years.
Yeah. An awful lot of it, in another article, I don't know if it was that one. I think it was a different article about how unions have became so toothless.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was the new left rose and the old left, the unions, did not want to join in with them.
Yeah.
So they really did it to themselves. But there again, the new left has also been actively trying to ignore them. Yeah. So.
Or maybe it's just part of the whole evolutionary process that,
mm-hmm.
you know, the country gets to a point where it's so wealthy at one point where
yeah.
you're not really producing anything anymore. You're just more on the consuming end.
Yeah.
You know, that's... I don't know if that's really a valid point or not, but...
Yeah.
It could, you know, it's...
But their main point is, okay, maybe unions are... You know, unions were pretty... bad in their own way, but they worked.
Well,
and
it's
also
like,
the who else is standing up for the working middle yeah. class white Americans? Nobody.
Well, it's like anything. Nothing is perfect. There's good yeah. and bad of everything.
Mm-hmm. Like, but instead of trying to just eliminate some of the bad things of unions and keep the good things, they're just trying to eliminate unions.
Yeah. Like I noticed a lot of people that lean towards the right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, we need to cut this for the poor or whatever
yeah.
because they're just mooching off the system. Granted, you are going to have people that do mooch.
Yeah.
But I would say a good percentage of those people aren't mooching, and they're just using that to get by.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just an easy target.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're worried about, you know, well, this people is, you know, they're sucking off the system, but then... On the other end of the spectrum, there, you know, companies with huge amounts of money are sucking off the system.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I mean, the oil companies are the same way.
Yeah. And the big problem is the big business finds all these creative tax loopholes to hide all of their money so they don't pay any taxes. And then small businesses, typically, they get all sorts of tax breaks from the government, most of the same ones the big businesses are qualifying for.
Yeah.
And then the medium-sized businesses are the ones that don't qualify for either end.
Yeah.
It's just like with people. You know, the middle class is the ones that are kind of getting screwed right now. The poor are getting screwed, but the middle class have been being screwed for some time.
Yeah. Well, we pay for everything. That's why.
Yeah. But the point I was getting to, the medium-sized companies are too big to qualify for these tax cuts, and they don't have the high-priced lawyers able to get them qualified for those small business tax breaks. So they're the only ones that end up really paying corporate taxes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they should probably roll corporate taxes back, but I think they should also make them progressive, and I think they should eliminate almost all deductions.
Yeah. Well, I think it's funny, too, when you have like millionaires and billionaires come out and say that they don't pay enough taxes.
Yeah.
And no one runs with that. I mean, if you have people that are they're making that much money.
Yeah.
And they're telling the government that they don't pay enough in taxes.
Yeah, especially when the thing is, not only are they lowering taxes for like the CEOs that make millions a year, they still pay significantly more taxes than the people who make billions a year off of their investments.
Yeah.
So basically, the investment class is the rich investment class is screwing over the rich working class.
Yeah.
You know, CEOs who actually have jobs have to pay like double the amount of taxes that people who make their money off the stock market pay.
Yeah.
And I mean, what's the point in that? To encourage people not to work?
Yeah. Well, things will get really interesting once the gas prices keep going up.
Yeah.
And up.
Mm-hmm.
For Facebook Libya. What's Facebook's Libya status message right now? People knocking at my door wanting to kill me.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine, like, who would be Gaddafi's friends on Facebook? Like, what, his family members?
Maybe.
His entourage, maybe some of the military.
I can't imagine what his Facebook page looks like.
He's probably still on MySpace.
Yeah. No one's visiting Friendster. But, you know, the Republicans are always supposed to be about smaller government,
mm-hmm.
which is nice in theory, but things are too big now to even have a small government.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you tried,
yeah,
everyone's built themselves, they've dug themselves into this hole.
Yeah, the system works. We can try to improve it, but you can't destroy it. Because you destroy, it's like any, like communism or any sort of these ideas, they work great on paper. Or, again, that Steam Train website that I like. There's this, he frequently says, you know, okay, so this, you know, steam trains were inherently inefficient, only maybe 10% efficient. So they made all these attempts to come up with all these, like, really simple, eloquent ways of increasing their efficiency. And some of them would, they'd all work on paper, but in reality, the extra maintenance cost from the extra machinery was more expense than what they were saving on coal.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, there's no easy answer either way.
Yeah. As soon as you try to break it down into reality, these really efficient ways of working just don't work.
Yeah. I'm curious. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, even though all the Democrats have left the state.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I mean, mm-hmm. We're just going to leave. See you later.
Well, that's not the first time people have ever done that.
Well, I know it's not the first time. It's funny when that stuff happens.
Yeah.
Because there's been, you know, other stories, too, where Republicans have, like, locked themselves in the chambers and things like that in other states. It's, you know, both sides do their crazy things. But
mm-hmm.
It's just funny to think that all the Democrats said, we're leaving. See you later. But remember, there's people voted for that guy in that state. What were they thinking?
I mean, all they really had to do was show a picture of that. I mean, he looks like he just came from the country club.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Oh, this guy's going to fight for you. Right. He's going to fight for your right to wash his windshield, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think we actually covered all our topics, didn't we?
I think so.
All right. How are we doing on time?
A little short.
8 hours too short. Did you watch the Oscars last night?
Yes.
I didn't even realize they were on until today.
Yeah.
Because I've seen these stories. I'm like, oh, I guess that happened.
Yeah.
So some movies won, I think.
Yeah. And yeah. Oscar the Grouch was given out the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes.
They should just admit that they're named after Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, Oscar, he's always been a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this actually made me feel a little bit, made me feel a little bit better about being an American.
Yeah.
This movie, Drive Angry in 3D.
Yeah.
Came in 9th place at the box office. That makes me happy. Just because, you know, hopefully the 3D bandwagon is close to be being dead.
Yeah.
Because now I think there's like several flops now in the 3D format.
Yeah. Of course, the problem is, what are they going to come up with now?
Yeah.
They're addicted to gimmicks.
Well, the first gimmick would be start making better movies. Or better quality. Yeah.
That's the thing. Most people could agree they want Hollywood to make better movies, but everyone has a different idea of what better means.
Yeah.
That's a problem. As soon as you start getting down to brass tacks, people start infighting.
Well, everyone's going to have a movie. Everyone's going to have a movie that one person, you know, they like, but maybe someone else won't.
Yeah.
But I think most people could agree that the overall picture,
mm-hmm.
wise in movies lately has been pretty...
Yeah.
It's been slim pickings.
Remakes of remakes.
Yeah. And fucking board game movies and...
Yeah.
And shit like
that. I think a lot of the problem is that people still go to watch those movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the example of that is all the nerdnicks and stuff that cry and complain about all these summer tentpole movies.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, this movie stinks, but we're going to go out and see it.
Yeah.
Well, if you really don't have an interest in it and you're going to hate it anyway, why would... You don't understand. It's like that... Yeah, granted, they want to complain about it,
mm-hmm.
but they don't... It's like some kind of disconnect where they can't put on... They can't figure it out that the studio makes money if you go see...
Yeah,
the,
if you like it or you hate it.
Yeah, if you give them money, they make money off of it.
Yeah, I think it's just some sort of masochistic playing the victim thing.
Yeah. Like when, you know, the iPhone, like, we're going to teach Apple a lesson, like the guy that buys the iPhone, we're going to teach Apple a lesson, and we're going to mm-hmm. put this in a blender.
Yeah.
Not really teaching them a lesson. They taught you a lesson because you spent the money to buy the product.
Yeah, I mean, unless you stole it.
Yeah. But, you know, there's plenty of those videos online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's buy look, we bought this $900 iPad, and we're going to smash it.
Yeah.
We're going to teach them a lesson. Yeah, some of you are. I'm sure that hurts Steve Jobs. No, mm-hmm. please. I'm not going to take your $900 now from you. You know, it just gives them more floor space to put in their weird Apple store where
yeah.
all these people are just kind of hanging mm-hmm. out. I can't get over that. It's just something about being in a cult.
Yeah. I bet their Kool-Aid sucks.
Do you have any random stuff you want to add?
No, I'm looking at the web now. I don't see anything.
Are you angry over gas prices?
No, not yet.
Yeah. Wait till it hit $4 a gallon. What does it take for people to start riding at gas stations?
Mm-hmm.
That was a... Thanks for answering that.
I just thought it was a comment.
Oh. It has to take something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I read something somewhere where they're saying that maybe there could be like another shortage like in the 70s.
Yeah.
Better hope that doesn't happen because then bad shit will really happen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people aren't as mellow as they were in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I mean, people have already stopped buying the fuel-efficient cars and going back to buying gas guzzlers again.
Yeah.
Are they going to start trying to buy the efficient cars again?
Probably.
Now that they're starting to hit the market for the $500 to $800 that they're really worth.
Yeah. And it surprises me that also, like, on local news, you have, they usually eat this shit up, you know, when the gas prices go up.
Mm-hmm.
You usually see the story, you know, because the weather now has changed, and so there's less cocaine in for the weatherman.
Yeah.
You think they'd maybe send him out. Hi, I'm coming down from this high I've been on for a couple weeks. What do you think about gas prices? But usually, there's always those stories, and of course, mm-hmm. It's not like I've been sitting down and watching local news, but
yeah,
usually it's a big thing.
Yeah, and the thing is, the thing with gasoline, you have to go to work. Yeah. Certainly, you can, you know, cut down on your other trips, and you can start maybe buying lower octane gas or carpooling, but you really can't reduce the amount of fuel you use by very much.
Yeah.
I mean, you can to a point, but most people still haven't gotten, despite what I said earlier, most people really haven't gone back into their bad habits yet.
Yeah.
So they're already using probably more than they were, but still not ridiculous amounts.
Yeah. I know I'm going to miss, you know, because one of my favorite things to do is, you know, when I'm getting gas and, you know, I start to pump, mm-hmm. I usually just turn it on and just spray it everywhere and put it into the tank there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to miss those days.
Yeah, I know.
It's just fun, you know, putting like a half gallon all over the place on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I have done that before myself.
Nature cleaned it up.
Yeah, because I had a car with a really shallow gas tank feed tube or whatever.
Yeah.
Filler thing. So if you put the gas in at full speed, it would spray out.
Yeah. You could always leave your car running all night, too. That would be efficient.
Yeah. Start your car 3 hours before you go to work to make sure it's warm.
Yeah, exactly. My God, it's so warm in here.
Yeah. Especially, that works really well. Neither of us have a garage.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get a garage built.
Yeah.
I was researching the couch. I was actually going to work on my submission for the township today, but because I need a variance, apparently.
Yeah.
So that's some ridiculous setback just because this is a conservation district.
What are they conserving?
Well, it's right next to the park, obviously, in the watershed.
Oh. We're conserving the interstate.
Yes.
This highway means a lot to us. We can't have people like you mucking it up. I guess that means you gotta stop dumping all that kerosene and oil off your embankment, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you should put that in your submission to the township.
Yeah. Like if you give me a garage to store all these oil drums, I won't have to just keep dumping them in the creek here.
I like to use the lake as, I like to do reenactments of the Valdez.
We're doing Mutiny on the Bounty this week. Underwater Formula One.
All right, should we wrap this up?
All right.
All right, well, I guess we'll wrap it up or something. All right, we'll see you next time on the couch.